I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning from North Korea with three previously detained Americans. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more on Pompeo's trip.
Pompeo discussed the agenda for a potential summit in a meeting with Kim Jong-chol, vice chairman of the Central Committee of North Korea's ruling party. The trip, Pompeo's second to North Korea this year, had not been publicly disclosed when he flew out of Washington under the cover of darkness late Monday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Iran's supreme leader chastised President Donald Trump Wednesday over his decision to pull America out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Iranian lawmakers burned a U.S. flag at the nation's parliament, shouting, "Death to America." Lawmakers held the impromptu demonstration the day after Trump's decision, also burning a piece of paper representing the nuclear deal. Wednesday's demonstration reflected public anger in Iran after the Trump decision. British Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament Wednesday that she had been clear in a number of conversations with the President of the United States that the nuclear deal with Iran should remain in place.
We continue to believe that the Iran nuclear deal was an important step forward in helping to keep the world safe. And as I say, there are other issues that need to be worked on, and both I and the Foreign Secretary will be continuing to work on those with our European and other allies.
U.S. President Donald Trump said he made the decision to withdraw after consulting with U.S. allies. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber struck two police stations in Afghanistan's capital on Wednesday, killing at least